Welcome back. Is this the end time message? What the question? I trust it's been very great this night. In fact, I've learned a lot of things.
That's
the
right.
Bible is the apostolic faith.
Amen.
So simple, just come back to the Bible. That is the message in a nutshell. Okay? Yes, our phone lines.
Definitely, our phone lines will be displayed shortly. And remember, you can call that number to ask your questions. This is not a deliverance program. For you to ask your Bible questions, you receive a Bible answer, not for prayers. And then you can also send your SMS. If you call, the number does not go through, send your question by SMS to the number you see on the screen now, or send it on WhatsApp if you're online. Pastor is here to answer the question related to the discussion for tonight. Is this the end time message? God bless you.
Okay, thank you, sir. My Gabriel. Yes, sir. Our beloved pastor. It's a privilege once again, sir. Okay, you gave an illustration using John the Baptist. A very, very wonderful picture. But we're able to identify John the Baptist
That's
as
right.
Elijah that was sent.
Mm. You
know, they asked, who are thou? And he made a claim. Now, it has become history to us. We're able to say, John the Baptist was the Elijah that was sent.
That's right.
Okay, what of these are these?
How do we know the messenger?
The messenger.
I know it's Christ that let us know that John the Baptist fulfilled that.
That's true, sir.
Amen.
It's John, it's the Lord Jesus himself.
Yes, amen. Sir.
So that means it will be by revelation.
Hallelujah.
That means it will be by revelation.
To know the messenger will take, it will take revelation.
It took a revelation. I hope you also know that Christ, even Christ said to know who he is, it will take a revelation the Father.
That's right.
And that pattern is still there.
Yes,
so if it's revelation, then how do we identify the
messenger?
Yes. And remember that one identification of those who will understand, as the Lord spoke to Daniel, he said, the wise
shall understand.
That's right.
The wicked will continue their wickedness.
But the wise
shall understand. Understand what? Understand the unfolding of events that will culminate into the end of this agenda of God.
Amen.
So if the wise, they would pick a pattern. The Bible says, wise men from the east.
Amen.
Saw a star. And notice that this star is the star of a king. Why are they called wise men? Because they were in the study of astrology.
Stars.
Remember that all these stars and the moon and the sun and everything is given to let us know times and seasons. The Bible lets us know so. So if that the before anything will happen on earth here, there's always a sign from the heavens.
Amen.
So there are people now at that time who were in the business of studying the movement of the constellations, the movement of the stars, so that when events are taking place here, they will know.
Amen.
So that makes them, they will understand.
Amen.
That makes them to be wise.
Wise.
Amen.
Now, if we look at it, remember that they saw a star. And in Revelation chapter 1, the Lord Jesus Christ is revealed with seven stars in his right hand.
Hallelujah.
Seven candlesticks.
That's right.
And he gave the interpretation in verse 20 of Revelation chapter 1.
Amen.
That the seven stars are the messengers to the churches.
Amen.
And the candlesticks are the churches.
Seven churches, yes.
That's right.
The seven churches. And these churches are the churches that span from Ephesus to Laodicea. And we all have that revelation, and all theologians know that the Lord himself was letting us know the seven different
dimensions
that the church would pass through. Which known
my name
today,
is Pastor.
Theological parlance as
my name is Pastor Benjamin.
Church ages. That's right.
And each of those seven church ages, which is the candle stand, will have a star. And if you have a star, I think somebody's on the line.
Okay.
I think somebody's on the line. Okay, let me drop that. Okay, let me drop that. Okay. Now you notice that if there's going to, if each age has a star.
Can you hear me?
Then, you know, and then we believe that we are in the end time.
Yes, sir.
You know?
Definitely.
Then we should be busy studying the stars. Serious. A star is a light giver. So,
hello?
There are small, small stars, and there are big, big stars. And in this age, wise Christians
studying
these juggernauts are the stars that are in the heavenlies. All the big, big names you know in Christianity, beginning with the big star, the Pope. You know, the very big star. And then the archbishops and the leaders of all the Christian sects, the leaders of all the Christian denominations, especially some have large followership, some have very few followership, but they are all stars.
That's right.
You know, and so now we're studying. But why is there so a particular star that looks different from the rest?
Amen.
So now in this age, we too, we have looked at all from the restoration. In fact, as soon as we enter this seventh church age, which came in with the ushering in of the baptism of the Holy Ghost, the restoration of the gifts in the Azusa Street Revival in 1906. You know, from that time on, we entered the seventh church age.
Amen.
And between that then and now, we now have the stars. We have big ones like
Billy Graham,
or a robot, and
T.L.
Osborne, and now we are having stars like Benny Hinn,
Young
and Young Cho, and Rena Bonke, and we have a local one, we have international one, you know, and all. And now, these all are stars.
That's right.
You know, but we notice that all of them are saying almost the same thing. All of them believe in Trinity. Three persons in one God. All of them ordain
their wives.
Even if it's not their wife, they ordain women into the ministry.
Yes, sir.
All of them have headquarters with branches. All of them,
titles.
You know, have big, big titles, have Bible colleges, they ordain their ministers. All of them are known uniquely, you know, by, they are known, you know, all of them, the same pattern of water baptism, you know, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And then none of them criticizes the other.
We are one.
We are one. And they even fraternize, you know, they have associations. They form, like in Nigeria, we have the Christian Association of Nigeria,
that's
we
right.
have the World Council of Churches, yes. and these are their leaders. And while we're listening to them, suddenly there is another star, another preacher,
okay.
that spring up among them, if you ever study. And that man is William Marion Branham, this American, who did not have any big education behind him, but full of an unusual anointing for healing, a mighty evangelist, and had a unique gift of discernment, you know, and mighty miracles took place through him. And but above all, he too was saying something. In fact, the attraction was not the gift, because every gift was displaying, all these other people were displaying.
Definitely.
You know, Healy, if you ever heard of people like A.A. Allen, you know, there are a lot of mighty testimonies that he even has. A.A. Allen, that William Branham didn't have. You know, and things around there. And crowd pulling ministries too.
Okay.
Okay. So, so at this age,
hello?
Those who are sincere, we
shalom to the bride of Christ.
This is one ministry that stood out different from the rest.
Shalom.
And he seems to be emphasizing they need to come back. And he was pointing out all the errors in Christendom. And with such passion, and even at the risk of being called names and being rejected and being cut off from the associations, he was still hammering it. And so we begin to say, this one is sounding different.
Amen.
And then we look at that star, we said, if this star comes out like this, according to our study of the scripture, it is a star, it's a special star.
Okay.
It is a star that lets us know that the king is doing something.
Amen.
God is doing something.
Amen. Okay.
It is, it's like we are entering a dispensation.
Okay, sir. Pardon me, sir.
Yes.
So if I'm getting you correctly, that means the messenger is identified by his message.
The messenger is identified by his message. Thank you very much.
Something else to add to that. This messenger, because you gave us an example of John the Baptist, so we'll always fall back to John the Baptist.
Yes.
Why would you say he was different? We had some of these preachers, according to history, who also said some very hard things and they meant it. And he came up and said the same. So if you say it is because of what he has been saying, what about other preachers who said the same thing? What distinguished him from others?
Well, you know, one thing about this ministry, he said he brought us back to the Word. He came to make the Lord Jesus Christ real again. He made this Bible that was taken away from us return to us. Now, yes, all others would pick something, but they will reject another.
That's my point.
They would pick something and reject another. Pick something and reject another. That's why I said he sounded different. He came and said, no, you cannot pick one and drop the other. Four of you, four different things, disagreeing with four different areas. And he came to bring the four together and said, all of you, what you are saying is in the Bible, what you say in the Bible, but what do you reject? What do you reject? It's the same Bible. Unless you collect the totality of this word, you are still off. And so that is what made the ministry of William Branham unique.
So we can actually say the sign, how we can know the messenger, is that he presents the whole sum truth.
The messenger is identified by his message.
Amen. Okay? Amen. So we identified him, we know him, and our pastor has made it clear that it's William Marron Branham.
Yes.
Okay, his picture will be displayed on the screen shortly. And then, okay, so he's an American. Is there a particular reason why God chose an American?
That's right.
First and foremost, there's something unique about the man William Branham. You know, because they must get to know who we are talking about.
That's right.
You know, there's something unique about this man. He has three names. Do you understand?
Okay.
You know, we said the wise will understand. Yeah, that is the picture of the man, William Marion Branham.
The halo of light.
Oh, the halo of light on his head.
Amen.
Now, because I want to catch the uniqueness. Why some of us take what he's saying seriously, that this cannot be coincidence.
Amen.
You know, if you heard the message I was preaching today in our program, where I was mentioning people who are spiritual, people who are sensitive to the things of the Spirit. You know, those who are sensitive when it comes to prayer, things happening around them, things they see, they form prayer points. They are sensitive.
That's right.
Now you discover that he has three names. Three, you know, the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost.
Perfection.
The three offices of the same one God. Okay? Now, we are in the seventh church age. Is it coincidence that his three names, William, three letters.
Seven letters.
Mm-hmm. Marion, seven letters. Branham, seven letters. That is one. Because you say you are studying.
That's right.
So we want to study. Who is this man? There are certain features that will be unique. Now, but above all, he will certainly be an American if this is the end time. Now, you will notice that in Matthew chapter 24,
hallelujah.
Okay.
In Matthew chapter 24, Christ himself was the one that gave us this key, where he says from verse 23, then at the end, he was speaking about the end.
That's right.
Because remember that he was answering the question in verse 3, Matthew 24, verse 3, where they said, tell us when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? And then verse 23, he said, then, that is that end of time. If any man shall say unto you, lo, he is Christ. Here is Christ. Or there, he said, believe it not. For there shall arise false Christs and false prophets. False Christ says false anointed ones.
That's right.
And shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. So, your identification of Christ will not be the anointing.
Amen.
It will not be the anointing.
Amen.
Then, behold, I have told you before. Wherefore, if they shall say unto you, behold, he is in the desert.
Go not forth.
Behold, he is in the secret chamber. I said, believe it not. And this is how you will identify him. He said, for as the lightning cometh out of the east, and shineth even unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. And he added, for wheresoever the anointing is,
the carcass, the miracle is, the fresh kill. Amen.
Is there will the eagles be gathered together? Because why eagles? Because eagle is a heavenly bird.
That's right.
And we are heavenly, let me call it heavenly beings. Because that is our ultimate, our destination. Is we're going up to heaven. That is what the rapture is. So all of them, he's saying here that the carcass here is the revealed one.
Amen.
You know.
Amen.
And that is the food of the spirit.
Amen.
You know, that is our meat. That is our food for the spirit man.
That's right.
Miracles, the anointing, vision, prophecy, and all these manifestations do nothing to strengthen your spirit man. But it is the word. If you want to stop committing sin, it's the word.
Amen.
If you want to serve God acceptably, is the word by revelation.
Amen.
The just shall live by faith. Faith here is revelation, not anointing, nothing more than that. You know, so we have to take note of that.
That's
so
right.
We are also the true bride is you identify her by the word,
by
their interest in the word.
Okay. Amen.
By their interest in the word.
All right, sir.
And so here. The lightning, because we see it here in verse 27, for as the lightning coming out of the east. That is talking about the sun. The sun from the east
down to the west.
And by the time the sun rises from the east, it keeps moving. When do you know the day is over?
When it sets.
And where does it set?
The west.
In the west. So we say the word of God for salvation started from the east.
Hallelujah.
And look at the church history. It moved. And why we confidently say we are in the evening light. There is the evening light gospel. There is the evening time, which is the end time.
Amen.
You know, the evening light gospel. Zechariah 14 verse 7.
That's right.
At the evening there shall be light.
There shall be light.
Why do you say it's evening? Because the day is
over.
Over.
Hallelujah.
So spiritually speaking, the word of God, which is the light, is a light, moved on. And now, by the time we saw this star manifest from the west, then we now know that this is the end of time. And that is the last move before the rapture.
Amen.
After the west, the next thing is
back to the east.
Back to the east. The gospel will go back to the east.
Amen. Amen.
On the issue of the messenger, we have so much to
talk about. That is why.
Yes, sir. Why is an American?
It's an American.
Yes. So you brought it out from the Bible.
Yes.
Not from.
Yeah, not from somebody
in the West.
Not from any theological book.
That's why it didn't come from Africa.
Amen.
Pass us.
Amen.
All right, sir. So now we know who the messenger is of this right. message.
Yes.
But I want to ask, because you've made mention of the seven church ages, and we've not even entered there. So the message is even from the message of the seven church ages. This message is, you know, you said to prepare the people for to receive Christ.
Yes.
Okay. This same messenger that is bringing this message to prepare us for the coming of the Lord, is he also the star messenger to the seventh church age?
But when you, of course, he's the star messenger.
Mm-hmm.
He's still the star messenger because he's the concluding of all things.
That's right.
If this is the end time, if this is the end time, the rounding up. Remember that we get this clearly from Mark chapter 4, verse 26, parable of the growing seed.
That's right.
Now you saw that there were, you know, the seed that grew. First, the seed died.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that's the story of the church.
Amen.
In a parable.
Amen.
And when was the seed planted?
At Pentecost. Amen.
But it has to die.
Mm.
It died at Nicaea.
That's right.
In AD 325. And it, you know, it remained corrupted for almost 1,000 years.
Mm.
And that seed is what Christ was referring to as the three measures of meal.
Mm.
You know, woman corrupted.
Yes. That the woman corrupted with leaven.
Leaven.
And we know that is Catholicism.
Yes, sir.
That took the three works of grace.
Yes, sir.
Until the whole meal was corrupted. The seed died. Justification, sanctification, and baptism of the Holy Ghost. So by the time that the seed was to grow again, then it gives us the pattern. So we look at the church ages and we saw at what age did that seed finally die. It died, you know,
the third and fourth
yes. church age.
That's
right.
In fact, from the second church, it started dying.
That's right.
You know, it started dying and finally died in the fourth church age.
Yes,
finally died because you know, a seed doesn't just die. You know, it rottens, so it goes with time. You know, it goes with time.
That's
so
right.
The rottens and rotting and rotting until finally they concluded it in AD 325, and then. When that was achieved, now the three works of grace, all of a sudden, you can't defeat the purpose of
Amen. Amen.
I've been emphasizing this, and I know the Christian world have been hearing us.
Definitely.
From all over the world,
they've
been hearing us. And it's good that we catch this revelation, except we just want to be religious. You know, to see that nothing is happening in the church without the knowledge of God himself.
Amen.
Amen.
And that knowing this, he made provision.
Amen.
Knowing there will be a fall away, he made provision for restoration.
Amen.
And then he used a seed, you know, and put a principle in a seed because it was going to be a type of the church.
Amen.
So the seed dies, but there's a life in it.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Because the Holy Ghost, you know, cannot be defeated.
So, sure.
And now the word of God sprang of itself first.
The blade.
And that was the period of justification.
Hallelujah.
Secondly,
the ear.
And that is the second work of grace that
That's
was
right.
destroyed.
Justification.
Okay. And now, by the time we come to the restoration of the gifts that were killed, finally,
the full corn in the ear.
And that takes place in the seventh church age.
Amen.
Because the first church age, I mean the fifth church age, was when David was killed, began to justification.
Mm.
And I always say that what is it that identifies Luther as the church age messenger? What was his message? The church shall live by faith. And yet, together with other things, we identify him as the messenger.
Yes, sir.
Because it's through him that work of grace was restored. And it's a very important you know, aspect of the gospel.
Amen.
Then John Wesley came and added his own.
Yes.
Amen.
That's all that God gave. It's God that was doing it.
Sure.
Because this thing takes process of time. It has to move.
Hallelujah.
Sanctification.
That's right.
And so John Wesley became the sixth star messenger.
Hallelujah.
Now, then there is a man, William Seymour.
William Seymour.
Seymour.
Okay, Seymour's picture would also be displayed on the screen.
William Seymour. You know, you can see the picture, you know, William Seymour. William Seymour is the one through whom God ushered in the baptism of the Holy Ghost, the third work of grace. The third work of grace.
Amen.
You see? So this is, and that happened in the seventh church age.
Amen.
So if William, Martin Luther and John Wesley are star messengers because something. One brought for the light,
yes, sir.
Justification. The other one brought sanctification. Where are you placing William Seymour?
You can't,
just be honest. I mean, let's be honest. Except we just want to repeat what people are saying.
Okay.
Now you are asking me, is William Branham then the seventh church age messenger? Now, I will now tell you that in the seventh church age, there are two stars that will feature because there are two things to be done in the seventh church, and each of them in that growing seed is a ministry. So, what is it? Let's read it. Mark chapter 4. Mark chapter 4.
Wow.
Now, verse 28. He said, for the earth bringeth forth fruit of herself. First.
The blade.
What is the blade?
Justification.
Oh, you're a good student. Then the ear. Okay. What is the ear?
Sanctification.
Very good students. And who is the blade? The messenger?
Martin Luther.
And who is the ear?
John Wesley.
After that, the full corn in the ear. That is when God releases full power. Full anointing.
Yes,
the full corn in the ear. Yes. But it's not yet a rapture because there's another stage.
Hallelujah.
But when the fruit is brought forth from the full corn, there is a fruit producing ministry.
Hallelujah.
And there's a light that, you know, ripens it up.
Right.
So it is also, you know, and the rapture can never take place until the fruit is brought forth from the corn in the ear.
Hallelujah.
So, and that is the ministry of William Branham.
Okay. Seymour is the full corn.
The full corn in the ear is Seymour.
Okay, sorry about
that. And William Branham, because look, it's a full corn because is only the ministry of William Branham that brought the whole world fully to us.
Mm-hmm.
All other reformers that came in between Luther and Seymour, and even after Seymour. Because remember, when Seymour started, William Branham was not even born yet.
That's right.
When this Pentecostal age was ushered, William Branham was not even born yet.
That's right.
And his ministry started about 33 years
after
his birth. So for you to say it's William Branham that is a star messenger for the seventh church age, you are correct, but you must place it in its proper perspective because the ministry is also in the seventh church age.
Okay, sorry to cut you, sir. Right now,
we're not able to get Seymour pictures.
We'll display the picture of William Seymour, but right now, we want you to start.
It's on the screen.
That's William Seymour.
Yeah.
A black man.
Okay, right now, there's.
And I want to add something.
Okay.
Why didn't God use a white man.
Very important.
But you notice that it's a black man
in America.
But even apart from that, you discover that Noah had three children.
That's right.
Shem,
Ham, and Japheth.
Shem, and the Middle East.
That's right.
Because these three children must be incorporated in what God was doing. And why three? Because three is the number for perfection.
Amen.
Okay. So And the three works of grace.
Amen.
And three manifestation of God, offices of God for our salvation. Father, Son, Holy Ghost.
Mm.
So three like that. You know, you don't see the pattern there.
It's perfect.
You know, it's perfect.
Mm.
Now, the Shemites, which is the Middle East, they first had the gospel. Mm. And it moved to Japhethites.
That's right.
Yes?
That's right.
In the West.
Exactly.
You know? Then, what of Ham? There must be input of Ham.
Amen.
The input of Ham.
So the black race is not forgotten.
So the black race is not forgotten. Because we all know that Africa is the land of Ham.
Amen.
Okay? So, but it's another thing for you to say, was Ham black?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we are not talking about the skin color. Mm. We are talking about, you know, where he came from, where he finally stayed, and his descendants, you know.
Geography.
Yes. Remember that our color, first and foremost, is our location also determines the color of our skin.
Of course.
You know, and things like that, because the three sons of Noah, there was none that was black.
That's right.
And so, because they were all, you know, descendants of Abraham from the Middle East.
Amen.
Okay. So, descendant of Adam.
Yeah.
And then you know, like that. So I'm not sure that any of them was black. You know, I'm not sure any of them
course,
was black.
It has not been proven.
Yeah, I'm not sure that in the same place where they are all located, one will be black, one will be white, and one will be. Although it's also possible God of variety could also do it, but whatever it is. After the flood, you know, the generation started again.
That's true, sir.
With these three. So we see the choice of William Simon. It is to complete
Shem, Ham, and Japheth.
Shem, Ham, and Japheth.
Mm.
Okay, right now you can start sending your SMS, and also the phone lines will be open. But remember, when you are making a call to us in the studio, stay away from your TV set. Communicate to us from your phone. Our pastor is ready to answer your questions. Send your SMS. It's already very hot here, but Olumide.
Okay, questions concerning this interesting topic, please. We will take a short break now, and when we come back, we'll still stay on this issue of who the messenger is, because I'm getting very, very excited here. Stay tuned and keep watching. God bless you.